Welcome back to the Welcome Center. I'm Steve Bose, jumping into the chair from Fareed Gio, and joining me are the co-chairman of the Young Eagles program, Sully Sullenberger, and Jeff Skiles. Good morning, gentlemen. How are you doing on day five of Oshkosh?
Oh, doing great. Good to be here. And man, the weather's cooperating today.
And when are you going to spring for an applause sign here? You know, the way when they have the applause where, you know, they come on the radio, it's because Fareed over here starts looking at the crowd and starts clapping his hands. That's the applause sign.
That's right. We're very low budget here at EAA Radio. So how have you been since the last time we talked about Young Eagles about a year ago?
Oh, been good. Busy in a good way, but it's great to be back here at Oshkosh. It's always fun to see airplanes and people who love airplanes.
And how about you, Jeff?
Well, I thought it was last night we were last talking about Young Eagles. We have so many events here at EAA associated with the Young Eagles program because it's obviously a big emphasis for the EAA now and moving forward. That by the end of the week, it just is all a blur.
Jeff, you spent some time in the Cessna Skycatcher earlier this year doing a little barnstorming. Tell us about your travels to Sun and Fun.
Well, I wouldn't call it barnstorming. I did land on runways. But, the EAA has a sweepstakes airplane, which you can all buy a ticket for. And they, of course, draw for the winner. And this year, it's a Cessna Skycatcher. And I got the opportunity to fly it down to Sun and Fun. We did it over a couple of long weekends, stopping at four places along the way and doing Young Eagle rallies at EAA chapters. And that was a lot of fun for me, not only seeing how the different chapters operated, but also seeing, you know, the differences in the kids that you see in different locations. I'm still struck by the fact that the kids that I flew in Lebanon, Tennessee, for instance, it was not just their first time in a small airplane. Every kid I flew, it was their first time ever in the air. And every one of them, of course, was extremely nervous because, you know, they were acting like they were about ready to be launched into space. And I tell them that, you know, of course, if if we get to the end of the runway and you don't want to do it, we'll just taxi back. That'll be absolutely fine. And, of course, everyone wanted to do it. And then you'd see that amazing transformation in them just as soon as they got in the air because this was literally their first time off the ground in their entire lives.
Every time I fly a Young Eagles flight, it is that sense of wonder, that joy of making real this dream that they have often had sometimes for years. And it's part of that excitement that we get to share with people, part of our passion, and that's what makes it so fun.
Excellent. Well, we're getting all the microphones here. Jeff, is there any story that stands out more or less on that tour? Anything? Any image that remains in your mind? Except maybe learning how to tie a monkey fist.
Yeah, monkey fist is a knot you have on the end of a tie down rope, which I learned that skill while waiting the fog out in Titusville, Florida. We even videoed it, and I believe somewhere on the EA website there's a video on how to tie a monkey fist knot. Yeah, one thing that kind of sticks out for me is when we went to South Carolina, they have a very active EAA chapter, and it's a social EAA chapter. You know, they have a hangar, more like, it's not a tea hangar, but it's that kind of size, and they just rent it for their chapter, and they've, you know, got sofas in there, and even has a kitchen, and that's kind of their chapter clubhouse. But they do a lot of potluck kind of things, get the families involved, movie night, you know, movie and popcorn night. One thing struck me is that there was this family there. None of them to this day are actually pilots, but a couple years ago they came out for some Young Eagle rides and they were so excited about the opportunity that they actually joined the chapter. And they have like five kids, boys and girls, you know, ranging from 8 to 15. The oldest son, I think this year he came to the Air Academy for his second year. And, of course, they all want to learn how to fly, even mom and dad, and they're working on that. But it goes to show that, you know, the Young Eagle flight, can be used as a recruiting method, actually, for your own chapter, to get new blood in, to get young people involved. And that's something I think that we should emphasize here going forward for the just for EAA chapters, is when you do a Young Eagle event, you know, make sure it's understood that this is something that you can join. You know, we have our chapter meetings, you know, first Tuesday of every month or whatever it is. Come on by and check us out if you like.
And I recently, along with my wife, Lori, had a chance to visit a pancake breakfast one Saturday morning last month up at the Truckee, California chapter, just on the north side of Lake Tahoe. A fabulous day. Did some Young Eagle flights. Big crowd, big turnout, and man, those pancakes and maple syrup good.
And what? And wasn't that $5? Wasn't that what they charging?
I think it was about that, but it was certainly worth it. But it was not one of those places that you may have heard about where you pay $5 for the pancakes, but it's extra for the syrup. No, the syrup came with it. It was included in the package.
Here in Wisconsin, where the standard $6 pancake breakfast, and boy, if you charge $7, you're going to hear about it.
And speaking of hearing about it, I didn't know in the office that you were going to drop in on that chapter, Sully. And Monday morning, my email was clogged with pictures and emails from the chapter members who were just thrilled that you had dropped by, and they were really impressed and very honored to have you there. But it was funny because I didn't know about it, and I certainly knew about it by 8 o'clock Monday morning.
Well, it was kind of a spur of the moment thing, and. I think we had Allie in the office let Nadia know, but it may have been after hours on Friday, and this was early on a Saturday. So by the time that you got the word, it had already happened, but it was a great day.
Your email never gets clogged when I show up at Young Eagle events.
No one sends pictures, Jeff. I don't know why.
Life isn't fair. It hasn't been for 2.5 years at least.
So you guys were at the Gathering of Eagles last night. Give us a recap of the highlights of that evening.
Well, we raised quite a bit of money. $2.2 million was the final count for
Excellent.
The for youth programs here with the EAA. And that's the goal of the Gathering of Eagles. We have some very generous sponsors in the crowd, and all that money goes for youth programs that we do here at the EAA. So it's going to be put to a very good use. We got to fund 10 scholarships, or actually I should say flight awards, for potential Young Eagles. I think it ended up being about $2,000 a piece. I believe that was the final bid for that. So we're going to have 10 additional grants for the coming year of $2,000. And that's take you a long way to getting a sport pilot license anyways. So it was a very good evening, and everybody had a good time, and we raised a lot of money, and that's the goal.
That's right.
And we got a chance to be up there and acknowledge all the previous chairmen of Young Eagles and join them in celebrating this. And what an exciting auction. They had a professional auctioneer doing it, and the crowd was really motivated, and the numbers kept going up and up and up for an absolutely very worthy cause. It was exciting.
How about the Blue Angels Mustang? Was that the key of, or highlight of the evening?
That was pretty cool. When they brought it in, what they did was they took that Bearcat that's, because it's a Navy theme this year, and the Mustang, if you haven't seen it, is, I don't even know how they get a paint job that deep. You know, it feels like you could just fall into it with that blue color and the U.S. Navy Blue Angel scheme that they used on the car. I've heard it's taken, was a 600-hour paint job. That's the amount of labor that went into that car with all the rubbing it out. But of course, the Young Eagle event is held in the Eagle Hangar, and it has doors that's open. So when everybody was in there around the tables, they opened the hangar doors on one side, and the Bearcat was sitting out front, all painted in the U.S. Navy Blue Angels paint scheme. And they started that. Fortunately, the wind was blowing away from the hangar, so not all the smoke and exhaust blew into the hangar, which was a big concern in the planning of this, that the potential wasn't lost on the people who planned this event. And then while I was running and chugging out there, the car was actually driven in through the doors and up onto a platform for the bidding. That ended up going for $400,000, I believe.
That's absolutely amazing. $400,000. I know there was a lot of interest in the car, not only from aviation folks, but also from car collectors. But that's been one of the hot questions that I've heard on the grounds. How much do you think the Mustang is going to go for? So now we know.
Yeah, it was quite a spectacle. In fact, one more thing I noticed about the opening of the hangar doors and the revelation of this F8F Bearcat, you know, it was so dramatically lit. I mean, it looked like a Hollywood premiere. And of course, when it began to crank up and that blue smoke comes out of the stacks and the light catches it, and it was just a sight to behold. And then, of course, after that auction of the Mustang, the Ford people announced what the concept car is going to be for next year's auction. And that was immediately after George Lucas had premiered the trailer of his next film, which is a celebration of course, the Tuskegee Airmen's contribution to World War II, the Red Tails. And that's the name of the movie. And so next year's Mustang is going to be a Red Tails Mustang. So we're looking forward to that, and we have high hopes and expectations about what the auction amount might be next year.
Exactly. And as you mentioned earlier, the funds that are raised go into youth programming, including the Young Eagles program. That allows us to do youth outreach without using membership dues to do that. Young Eagles right now, because of the gathering, is self-sustaining. And with another great turnout like we had last night, hopefully we can keep our pilot credits at $5 apiece going into next year. So that would be great, because a lot of chapters and individual EIA members use that to help send kids to the Air Academy. Again, just giving back to the program. We're going to take a quick break and come back, talk a little bit about EIA's flight plan and some of the results of the Young Eagles program that we've heard about through our research. We're talking with Jeff Skiles and Sully Sullenberger, co-chairs of the Young Eagles program, and you're listening to EIA Radio.